Chaf Dalet on page Reish Samach Tes. Okay, Tov Dalet Reish Samach Tes. Din im Yesh Tchumin Lamalam Asar Tfachim. Very interesting. Shaila, is there Tchumin above 10 Tfachim? The Mechar begins on Halach Chutz Tchum Lamalam Asar. A person travels outside the Tchum above 10 Tfachim. Kagoyin Shakofatz Al Gabi Amudim Shagvoyim Asar. A person is traveling 2,000 Amos, right? And you've come to the boundary. And lucky you, when you come to 2,000 Amos, there you have some type of bridge, and the bridge where you're going to walk on outside your 2,000 amos is less than, it's above 10 tefachim, and the area that you're stepping on is less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide. So the rule is, once you come above a height of 10 tefachim, and you're stepping, you're resting upon a surface that's not 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide, you're outside the tchum, and you're allowed to proceed and travel more than 2,000 amos. The rule of 2,000 amos is only when you are attached to the earth. You're jumping on pillars, which are 10 tefachim high. Each one is less than 4 tefachim wide, al arba tefachim. So we have a suffix. If there is now, so here, so the Mechaber is very honest. He says it's not clear. See, we, I think, are more familiar with the opinion that ain't chum l'malam asara. I think that's what we're more familiar with. You learn the Daf Gemara, you hear that much more often. But here, the Mechaber says that it's not so simple, and therefore, therefore, even though we have a suffix, if this chum l'malam asara, since only a suffix midrabanan, the 2,000 amal limit is only midrabanan. Therefore, we can be lenient, and we can allow you to continue to walk more than 2,000 amal, as long as you are above 10 tefachim. So let's see the Mishnah Berura. There are a lot of interesting things here, a lot of very interesting dirishus also as well. Let's see Aleph, Lamala Masar Tfachim, Aleph, the Kol Lamala Masar, Eina Mokam Hiluch. What's the longness? Why is it above 10 tefachim is not a place of tchum? Because it's not a place where you travel. Dika Mokam Hiluch Ala Oretzi. The place where you walk is on the earth. We say every day Bracha, Bracha Sashacha, Reka Ha'oretz Al Hamoyim. Hashem puts the earth on the water. And that's symbolic. I once heard a very nice pshat. That's symbolic of Yishuv Hadas. Hashem, one of the most important things a person needs in life to accomplish anything is he has to have Yishuv Hadas. What's a good translation for Yishuv Hadas?
Peace of mind.
Yes. Very good. Good. Excellent. Peace of mind. If you don't have peace of mind, you can't accomplish anything. Nothing. You can't even walk down the street. Hit by a car, Rahman al-Islam. You have to have a certain degree of Yishuv Hadas to succeed in life. If the world, if Hashem created the world and Hashem put men on boats, can you imagine if we were living, there was no such thing as dry land, and we're always shaking, we're always moving up and down. No Yishuv Hadas. Hashem, Reika Ha'aretz Alamon, the flat, the Gemara tells that sailors, they don't have Yishuv Hadas. Since they're always moving back and forth, the mind, it changes your whole frame of mind. So the bracha in the broader picture is a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given man. Okay, it depends, every person is different, but every man to a certain degree HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him Yishuv Hadas, or at least we hope, we pray for Yishuv Hadas so we could accomplish. And that's exactly what it says here. This is enough when it comes to laws of Tchumen. Tchumen is, there's no Tchumen L'malo Me'asara, because L'malo Me'asara we have a suffix. Okay, now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says that there's still one mission. If you jump, this is very, very strange. Very strange for the Mishnah Berurah to say this, or to say really the Ramah is that, what do you mean? How are you going to be able to walk more than Dalet Amos over the ground? So the Mechaber says a very simple case. We have some type of bridge, and the bridge is higher than 10 tefachim, and it's less than 4 tefachim wide. The width is extremely narrow, and it's 10 tefachim above the ground. So that's called, that's an example of walking l'mala mi'yut. But the Ramah in a few moments says another example, where you fly in the air through uttering Hashem's name. Okay, this sounds very mystical. Flying magic carpet. So it's very shocking that the Mishnah Berurah would say, because Mishnah Berurah is very living in the beginning of the 20th century, very down to earth. And Mishnah Berurah said the Mishnah Berurah. So you know, it's very revealing that the Mishnah Berurah, he writes a couple of years ago, not so, 2-3 years ago, there was the 100th anniversary of the finishing of the Mishnah Berurah. There were a lot of articles published discussing his approach of to write this monumental work of Mishnah Berurah, which became accepted in Klal Yisrael as one of the most basic svarim for halacha. So he stayed away from modern shailos of the day. There were many questions in his day, modern questions. Like today, obviously today we have all these new technology questions, modern medicine questions. So in his day also, his day, beginning of the 20th century, there was electricity, and there were a lot of things. A lot of that he didn't discuss. He chose not to get into those issues. It was a deliberate decision, and he chose to learn the Mechaber, to interpret the Mechaber in his time. And what it says in the Ramah, what it says, even though some of those things are totally not nogea. And his approach was, if we really, really understand the halacha in their time, going back 400 years, 500 years, Mimela will understand what to do today in modern day situations. You can't just jump into modern day shailos when you don't understand the foundation, the yesodos. And here's an example where he does this. The Ramah mentions this idea of flying in the air through Hashem's name. So it appears the Ramah, I don't know, must have been, maybe in his time there was still such a thing. People can go and they can fly in the sky through Hashem's name instead of discussing shailos about airplanes and things like that. But it's what he says here. Like it says in a few moments in the Ramah. Okay, Gimel.
On the side makes a disclaimer. So it doesn't happen anymore.
Four, let's see, what does it say over here, number four? I didn't see that one. Umash Lahiska Shulchanach in Zeh, Kos of Derechachamitam, Mishum Shadavazan Shriach, Urchain Roy Lashamish, Mishem Akadish, El Bekdush of Torah, Shachmitzah, Rabbah, Mubutaz, Vein Benims of Derechachroinims. But the Ramah says it. So the Ramah, and Echnav, the Ramachaber omitted it. Very good, but the Ramah says it. And then the Mishnah Berurah comments on the Ramah. Okay, it's, I don't know.
He also brings by Mitzarif to a minion.
Yeah. A goyim?
That's a goyim or a shadow, yeah. But he doesn't disclaim. But it says
that's very. It's a very interesting insight into his little idea of his approach to how he wrote this. Okay, let's go further. Let's go further.
So maybe he was giving the postgame of his day the role of
interpreting the Ma'ariv. Could be. Rav was very famous for that. Rav Yosheber, right. Right. I mean, I don't know. Rav Yosheber many times, I heard this many times on a lot from his Talmidim, that people would come to Rav Yosheber, Salavation, and ask him Shilas. And he would say, You decide. You have enough ideas. I've taught you enough. I know that you know enough for you. You don't have to come. I don't have to spoon feed you every single thing. You make your decision. You go to a lot of. That's very chiddush because a lot of the Rosh Yeshivas, his contemporaries, did not take that approach. Talmidim came to them, or certainly when it comes to by Hasidim, they go to the Rebbe. No, other Rebbe. You even if you know what the answer is, you still come to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe should still tell you what to do. His approach was no. I know what the answer is, and I know what I want to say, but I don't want to impose my view upon you. I want you, Hemidu Talmidim Harbe, means cause Talmidim, it's a hifal, cause Talmidim to stand. What does it say about a Rebbe? Hemidu Talmidim, not that you stand up. Bring cause that they should stand. Cause it that the Talmidim should be able to stand on their own. You have a Shaila? I'm not going to tell you what to do. You make the decision. As long as you know the halacha, you can make the decision. I know someone that was a Talmud of Moshe Feinstein. He was a brilliant, brilliant person, and he came to Moshe Feinstein. He was a mathematician, and he had a chidushim about zmanim, about davening ma'ariv, davening mincha. certain interesting chidushim, and he told Rav Moshe that this is what it appears correct. This is a chiddush in halacha. And Rav Moshe said to him, if you have gone through the sources with the Gemara and the Rishonim, I've gone through the whole shalshelas of halacha from beginning to end, and you have come to a conclusion that this is correct, you are allowed to follow your understanding lehalacha. You're allowed to actually you're allowed to follow this chiddush lehalacha. Is someone else allowed to follow this lehalacha? No. But you, who I know have the background and have studied the sources, and this is how you have concluded the halacha, so you can follow your chiddush actually all the way to the halacha. It's a very big chiddush. So even though it's not mainstream, because Torah lav Hashemayim, Torah is not in heaven, it all depends upon the understanding of human beings, the way Hashem has given it to us, and as long as you follow a certain set of rules, so it's mutter. Okay, but let's go to Gimel. Gimel, the Ein, there is no, here the Mechaber says, and there is no, as long as this path that you're following does not have four tefachim, to harayhu kilu chaylich ba'avi, you fly, you're like, you go into the airspace. Avalim chaya bohem arba al arba, tenicha tashmish le hiluch, chashim kemhalich al aretz. So this is very important. Halacha, if anything which is attached to the ground, even though that when you are walking on, you walk on a bridge or some type of path, and the path is above 10 tefachim, and it's attached to the ground, and the surface which you are walking upon is 4 tefachim wide, that is called a, that is, it's nicha tashmishte, it is automatically considered to be attached to the ground, and it's an extension of the ground, and the laws of tchumin apply. So again, if something is not mamish touching the ground, it's some type of bridge, some type of addition, but it is the surface that you're resting on is 4 tefachim wide, it's considered to be an extension of the ground, and the laws of tchumin apply. Chashuv kimahalach al aretz pshitu diyesu tchumin noeg sham ve'afilu mecho yirak amud echad shal arba tefachim miksasa b'sechat tchum miksasa b'sechat tchum, even if one pill part is in, part is outside, also lotes v'rosh echad l'rosh sheni, it's pasha that you're not allowed to go over the tchum if it is more than 4 tefachim wide. Okay, let's go further down, let's go really jump to the Ramah. Hagah. Back to the top, Hagah. Miu, im hoya holech b'derech zeh o al yidei kfitzas shame. So here the Imamish says it. A person's traveling through Hashem's name. We'll do the dirish, is very interesting dirish in a moment. Mitoch yud beiz mil, brings out a very big yisoid from this. Al yidei, mitoch yud beiz mil, chutz yud beiz mil, azlin l'chumra. So the Ramah here says something very important, that this that we are familiar, that chum is only mid rabbanon, that's only up to a distance of past 2,000 amos to yud beiz mil. Once you get to the shear of yud beiz mil, we're machmir, and we hold tchumen is de'oraisa. And if tchumen is de'oraisa, so we have to review the yisodos. Is there tchumen l'mayla me'asara tfachim? We're brainwashed from Daf Yomi. Ain't tchumen l'mayla me'asara. That's not true. Ain't l'mayla me'asara is a machloikis. It's machloikis in the Gemara. It's machloikis in the Gemara if it's tchumen l'mayla me'asara l'mayla, yes or no, above 10 tfachim. Being that when you're dealing with tchumen more than 2,000 amos up until Yud Beis Mil, it's only in Isser Midrabanan, memela we can be makel and we can hold ain't tchumen l'mayla mi'yud tfachim. But once you get past Yud Beis Mil, now we have to go back and we're dealing with a din of de'oraisa, more than Yud Beis Mil is a din de'oraisa, and since the question of Tchum L'mayla Meyud is a suffix, when it comes to a suffix de'oraisa, you must be machmir. That's the shita of the Ramah, built upon the yisod of the Mechaber. Let's read inside, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah, and then I will see some very beautiful yisodos in the Dirshu on the right side. Hagah, Mil im hoya halach b'derech hazeh. Ayal dekvitz Hashem. Mitoch yud beiz mil chutz le yud beiz mil. Then we have no choice but to say azlinan l'chumra. There is chumin l'mayla mei asara tochen. L'man da amarat chumin l'yud beiz mil havei deraisa. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Brura ois vav. Sivka and vav. Mederech, what's some idea amudim? Laman diyamar, rotzuloimar. Lehapoiskim, according to those poiskim, do not tell a halacha ki yushalmi. That paskin, chutz li yud beiz mil hove de oiraisa. And how do we know this? We learned this when we started this hasimin in the very beginning. The alfin and zos mikro from the pasuk al yetzi ishim akum yamashvi. It says al yetzi does not only mean carrying, it means do not leave your mokum and the mokum of klal yishol limid, but was yud beiz mil. Klal Yisrael's machane occupied Yud Beis Mil in the Midbar. Umakom zehu chutz l'shnei masa mil kineged machane Yisrael. Umedivrei mechabes shakasav mashi yibid rabbanan mashmu shemitzadi kein lahalacha lahachmer bayabasha chutz l'yibayz mil afilu b'mayla me'asara shu tzavik deraisa. When you're dealing with a tzavik deraisa, we're going to be machmer. Ovei agro noitel daitel apoyskim de la'olim hu rabban. However, in the gro is a megal. The Gra, the Mishnah doesn't, is not Machria, but the Mishnah does point out that the Gra appears to disagree with the Mechaber. The Mechaber said that it's a Sofik Doi Rice, it's a Sofik, Lamala Miyud. And Chumin, after Yud Beis Mil is Deraisa, the Gra says no. Outside Yud Beis Mil is also only Midrabanan. If it's only also Midrabanan, then a Safik Lamayla Miyud, we can be Mekel. So this is the two different opinions. And there's a very nice Yisod here in the number one, on the right side, in the Dirshu number one. Let me read inside. The Avshah, Balacha Shabbos, Einu Nas Befen Tivi. Kamoisha Kosam Mishnah Bu'ala El. So he's asking a question. Okay, the answer is better than the question, because the question is not nogeya to us. But the question is, why is it forbidden for a person to travel more than Yud Beis Mil through Hashem, through saying Hashem's name? We have here an example, the Ramah says, that they had a koyach to say Hashem's name, and it would take you from one end of the world to the other end of the world. So you're going more than the mil. You're going more than the tchum. No problem. You're allowed to travel, because when you're going through the Shem, you're traveling l'mayla miyud, above 10 tzvachim. So there's no issue. Unless you're going more than Yud Beis Mil. Yud Beis Mil is an Isser Deraisa, because the tchum in more than Yud Beis Mil, that's a tchum Deraisa. So here they ask the question, in the Dirshu, what's so terrible? Why? But it's only Osir to do a malacha when you do it naturally. If you do a malacha unnaturally, it's mutter. Saying Hashem's name is an unnatural way of doing malacha, so it should be permitted to go more than the tchum through the shkriya, through Shem Hashem. Could be right. Commercial cost of Mishnah Bush, I'm a little Lucha Shal, for an example, Tzeda. Okay, what's a real example? Tzeda, you're not allowed to trap an animal on Shabbos. If you have an animal, you're not allowed to enclose it in a four in a machitza on Shabbos. You're not allowed to close it with a deer running around. You're not allowed to shut the door, because by shutting the door in front of the deer, you're causing the deer to be trapped inside. Let's say you have a snake, and the snake is roaming around, and you want to stop the snake in its tracks, you have a koyach to whisper a certain chant, and that will cause the snake to freeze. So that's seda. You would not be able to hold, to touch the snake unless you would say this. Are you allowed to? That's mutter. Because seda in the Torah is only where it's done naturally. Whispering is considered in the halacha supernatural. It's not something that's physical. So we have halacha, shemut aluchash al nuchashim yakravim, av shalideh halachash, einim yucham lozos mukayim, through the whisper, they came, they're frozen. The ein bezeh, so the question falls back, why then are you not allowed to say Hashem's name and travel more than Yud Beis Mil? So what's the lom? This Rav Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, this the stipler. It's the name of Yaakov, what's Yaakov Yisrael? I forgot his name. A disciple, Rav Chaim's father, Yaakov Yisrael.
I'm not sure about Yisrael Yaakov.
Yisrael Yaakov.
I'm not sure about Yisrael.
Yud Yud, two Yuds. Beir, the stipler. Beir es dvarav sheyitzia l'chutz l'tchom ein asur machmashim l'kimulacha. Unbelievable yisod. This is a beautiful yisod in South Arabic. Give a whole shir on this. Whole Rosh Hashiva shir on this. It's not a mulacha. El shosha Torah al ha'odon. It's on a person is a chefsa. See, normally every malacha is done in the gavra. Person can't do. You should not do a malacha on Shabbos. Here, the gavra turns into the chefsa. It's that your body, you're not allowed to cause that your body is relocated to a different location on Shabbos. Al yetzei ish memekamo. It's not a doing. It's not a malacha like all of the malachas I can't do. I'm not allowed to build. I'm not allowed to make a fire. No, the malacha, you can do whatever you want. Whatever, but just make sure that your body is not relocated to a different location. If the result, tchum is a result-oriented malacha. It's not an action. It's not an action malacha. If your body, at the end of the day, hasn't relocated to a new location, you have violated the laws of tchum. So who cares that you got to a new location through the Shem Hashem? The bottom line is, you have ended Shabbos in a different location from where you have started Shabbos. That goes against the theme of tchum. Beyer, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah?
It's terrible.
Halacha is what?
Halacha shalamaka means
you whisper.
Shema is he wants to get this person well.
Yeah.
So it says it's a very big yisur. So here he uses Hashem to travel. But,
okay, that's a different issue. That's another issue. They're using Hashem's name to accomplish it. That's a different issue. But the point over here is. Point over here is that it's that BRS dvarb sheyitzia chosat chum ein asur machmas shehim kimulacha ella shashratar ala odom leshanois es mekoim shivisasai v'chol shoyse davar shaal yodai mishtane mokom shivisasai. So if you accomplish this, even though technically you have not done anything wrong, you've done this through Hashem. Doesn't matter. Also lasois kain afim ein ois. Even if you don't do it yourself, if you allow someone to transport you from one location to another location, that's also you participating in the Avera. So then he goes on, he points out that this answer is not so simple, because when it comes to a boat, it's a mutter. Then when it comes to a boat, you're not doing a we'll have to wait until we get that a little bit later on. But he just points out this answer is not such a simple answer, because we're going to learn soon that you're allowed to travel past the tchum when you are on a ship. So even though the result is that you start out here and you end up over there, you end up in two different locations, and it's mutter. We're going to see soon that it's mutter. So he's asking if, according to the yesod of the stipler, it should be forbidden. Because the bottom line is, you start off Shabbos, you end Shabbos in two different locations. So he starts splitting hairs and differentiating two different types of even in this difference of causing yourself to be transported to different locations, there are different levels, which we'll leave for now. Let's just try to finish up at least this simon. If you want to finish up at least we'll turn the page. Okay, let's go back to the Mechaber. Back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "V'hoil v'in b'yam v'v'horos isur tchum deraisa l'divri hakol." Since there is no, and when it comes to a sea and the rivers, isur tchum deraisa l'divri hakol l'fi she'enam daimim l'digli midbar. So now we come to a new halacha. Besides the issue of 10-10, there are two separate issues. There's an issue of traveling. There's an issue of traveling above 10 tzvachim. Then there's another issue. There's an issue of even of traveling in water. All of the malachas that are forbidden today are rooted in what was done in the midbar, in the desert, when Bnei Yisrael built the Mishkan. In the desert, there were no seas, there were no bodies of water, and they traveled. Hashem, Moshe told Klal Yisrael, ish v'mekomo, do not leave, do not travel. If they would have traveled, they would have traveled on dry land. They would not have traveled on seas and rivers. So if you travel on a sea and a river, you're doing a malacha, you're traveling in a way that did not exist at the time of Matan Torah, of the desert. So there's another reason why it's not shaykh for there to be tchumen. Tchumen, there are two conditions. Number one, you have to be touching the ground. Number two, it has to be on hard land, not on an ocean or a body of water. Now, typically, an ocean or body of water is not a problem because the water is above 10 tefachim from the surface. So you're anyway above 10 tefachim. But put that aside. Even if you're not above 10 tefachim, well, that gets into a little bit touchy because it's automatically you consider part of the ground. But there's another issue with a sea and a river, is that it's not similar to the way the Jewish people traveled in the desert. So let's see. When you're dealing with a body of water, it's impossible for there to be a limit of Yud Beis Mil, even if you want to learn like the Man Yama that says, like the Yerushalmi that says, that more than Yud Beis Mil is Osa Midaraisa. That's only true when it comes to dry land. But when it comes to a yam and a river, there even more than Yud Beis Mil is not the Oiraisa, because that's not the way it was in the desert. The person is traveling on the boat on Shabbos. And he reaches a port in Mishenichnas HaShabbos, if when Shabbos begins, Ad Shegia Lanomel Loelim Hoysel Lamalam Yasar Bekarka Hayamo Hanor Yoyreid Ve'Einoi Nimno. He does not have to withhold himself. The Yeshal Paim Amma Mimokum Shapoga Bo Lamato Measara, and he can travel 2,000 amos from the first place where he comes in contact with less than 10 tefachim. So, in other words, a person is traveling on a ship. He's traveling on a ship, and here's the simplest case. There are many variations with many complications. But a person is on a cruise, and it's Friday afternoon, and at the moment when he's traveling, he is on the water. And the water, let's, for the sake of simplicity, is more than 10 tefachim off the ground, which it normally is, especially today when you have large ships. And then it becomes Shabbos. And now the boat continues to travel on Shabbos more than Yud Beis Mil. So here are two beautiful chidushim. First of all, there's no prohibition of traveling up to Yud Beis Mil, because since up till Yud Beis Mil is only Midrabanan, it's only Midrabanan because since you're above 10 tefachim, and above 10 tefachim is a machlokes, is it deraisa or derabanan? And traveling up to Yud Beis Mil is only midrabanan. So there is definitely no issue whatsoever with the ship continuing to sail more than 2,000 amos from the time of Ben Hashmashos until after Shabbos. But here's the bigger chiddush, that even to travel more than Yud Beis Mil is mutar. Because what's the whole reason why after Yud Beis Mil you would have to stop traveling? Because since more than Yud Beis Mil is tchumen, it can be deraisa, and since there is a suffix in the Gemara if above 10 tefachim is deraisa or derabanan is also or not, so then you'd have to be machmer suffix deraisa l'chumra. But since you're at sea, and sea is not similar to Digley Midbar, everyone agrees that you're allowed to, that traveling more than Yud Beis Mil would be at most an Isur Derabanan at sea, because it's not the way it was in the Midbar. And since there's a machlekes of above 10 tefachim is also or not, it's a suffix derabanan, and you can be makel. So now, when the ship comes to port and you've traveled 100 mil on Shabbos, and the ship first comes to port on Shabbos itself, your tchum will now be established the first time you come to land that's less than 10 tefachim. And from that point, so too it's the port. The port is where you come into contact with the piece of land that's less than 10 tefachim, something attached to the ground. That's where you now first get 2,000 amos in any direction. So this brings to, ties together some very, the main yisodas we need to take out of this is
You can leave the ship?
Yes, you can leave the ship. As long, you can go 2,000 amos. You can leave the ship, but there are many conditions. The condition over here is that when Shabbos began, you were at sea. If when Shabbos began, you were dry land, and then the ship departed, right? You're on the ship, and if it's Friday night, Friday afternoon, Friday night, and the ship is here, the ship is in, I don't know, Spain, wherever it is, you're on some exotic tour, or in the Caribbean somewhere, you're going from one island to the next, and then on Shabbos, the ship, the cab, okay, we're leaving, and Friday night they leave, and they dock Shabbos morning somewhere else, you're in a lot of trouble, because your tchum was where you were Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshas. Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshas, you were on island number 3. And now it's Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon, and you now find yourself on island number 5, which is way past your tchum of 2,000 amos from your first. So even though maybe you not necessarily did anything wrong by traveling, that's the whole different issue, but your tchum was established. In the case that we're discussing here, we're discussing the simplest case, we're discussing the ship was at sea when Shabbos began. The entire Bein Hashmashos period, you were suspended over more than 10 tefachim over dry land. The seabed is the land, that's the land. You're on the water, you're more than 10 tefachim above the ground. And that, so you do not have a tchum, you have not established a tchum, and there's no prohibition of traveling as far as you want on a Torah level, and we combine that with the fact that you're above 10 tefachim, so the combination that you don't have any, there's no limitation of Yud Beis Mil, and there's no tchum l'malo miyud because it's a suffix, and it's suffix d'rabbanan l'kula, you have never established for yourself a tchum. So the rules are, the first time your tchum will kick in is the first time you come into contact with dry land is when you dock, and that's what it's what
when you dock,
right? Even when you dock, so when you dock, that's when your tchum kicks in.
What about an airplane?
Similar thing. If you're traveling in the airplane when Shabbos Friday night happens, people are traveling, it's under their control. That's your tchum. That's your tchum. So therefore, there's a question.
You have no tchum when you get.
When you get so old, it's very complicated because how far, if you have a city, then the whole city is your Dalet Amos. But is an airport considered outside, on the outskirts of the airport? Are there people living in the vicinity within 70 Amos? It's complicated. How far are you allowed? Let's say you want someone to take you in a taxi. That's a part. Let's say you want someone to take you in a taxi. You'll do Malacha. You'll just go into a car, and the car will take you home. Are you allowed to leave the airport on Shabbos? It depends on the airport. I don't know the answer. It's very complicated. Sometimes it's possible. You arrive on Shabbos, right? The plane lands Friday night at 12 o'clock. And the airport, JFK, and the airport people know about Shabbos. So they'll call for you a taxi, they'll take care of the cost, they don't have to worry about paying any money, and they'll take care of your luggage. All you gotta do is just get in the taxi. They'll open the doors for you, and then this happens. They'll take you home for Shabbos. The alternative is to spend the whole Shabbos in the airport lobby.
When the people were hijacked,
yeah,
they walked.
When Rav Hood learned in the 70s?
No, they came home right before Shabbos.
They came right before Shabbos, right?
They came home right before Rosh Hashanah, that's what I heard.
I don't know the answer.
They brought them home.
So it could be. So the question is, if you're in a city, the whole city is your tchum. I don't know how the airports work today. The airports are very big. They're humongous. When the plane lands on the tarmac, I mean, you're dealing. It could be you have more than a Yud Beis Mil until you leave. Especially in Eretz Yisrael, the new airport, Eretz Yisrael, it's not so new anymore. But new airport, Eretz Yisrael, is mamish in the middle of nowhere. They built it. I mean, they built it out. Way out. There's no civilization in that whole area. It's totally even the plane to taxi for how long? I haven't been in a long time, but when the plane lands, some of the runways in that new airport, until you get into the runway. Goes on and on and on and on. It's like forever and ever.
You take you with the bus.
What?
Probably LaGuardia. There's no runways. You come over a little.
No, but just
Tini Mashu. Your mom is right there. You look like it's a sakana. Scary. You look out of the window. Whoo!
Right in the sea.
Yeah.
Take you in the middle of the air, but with a bus.
But we have very big hasagas. How we have hasagas? I mean, 2,000 amos is not so much.
Huh?
How much already is 2,000 amos? It's not such a big deal. And Yud Beis Milsa, I don't know the answers. It's very, so if you lit, are you allowed to go home on Shabbos? I don't know. I have to go look and still. You have to call up your rabbi. I mean, you probably have the chaplain there.
The other year they had the light.
They have a chaplain there. I'm sure the chaplain in the airport, they know this inside out. This happens Meisim Chol Yom. These things happen. People, they arrive on Shabbos. It's not you can, under your control. You have your flight coming, and there's a snowstorm, and there's this, that. And okay. Even they tell you. Like sometimes the plane lands, the plane, the Friday morning, the plane is landing. They tell you, no one's getting off the plane. We're going to sit here until the weather clears up, and it's and you sit on the plane for 3 hours, and then they're going to fly into the cold road. Don't get off the plane. Just, I mean, what are you going to eat? They don't even let you off the plane. They're not going to let you off. They'll land somewhere near Boston, right? They'll land there. I remember once came back from Eretz Yisrael many, many years ago. So they stopped off somewhere, I don't know, near Boston or Cape Cod, somewhere, I don't know. And they said that LaGuardia or whatever it was, or Kennedy is closed. They're not, there's thunderstorms. They're not letting us in. We're sitting here. We're just going to sit here and wait. And they wait and wait and wait and wait. They don't let anyone off the plane. And then you have no choice. Then they take off 5 hours later, and they take you. So that could easily take you into Shabbos. So you arrive in Shabbos. So what do you do now? So where were you, Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashmash? It could be that you were in Cape Cod, Erev Shabbos. So that's your tchum. That's clearly your tchum. Now on Shabbos, you're not doing anything. It's not your fault. You're not doing anything. You see, you're a shiv bottle. So you now, they've taken you. This is the classic case. They take you now to Kennedy. So Kennedy, L'Chaira, is part of New York City. Part of New York City, L'Chaira, I assume it's one big city. The whole city is your tchum, is your Dalet Amos. You're not allowed to leave New York City. but it is the airport. Maybe in Halacha views the airport to be a city to itself. Because it's so big. It's so big, and there's so much space surrounding the runways. It could be that where they'll park, they'll take you into the terminal, that's called your city to itself. And you're not allowed to leave. You have to stay there until Shabbos
people
is over.
People don't live in the airport.
What?
People don't live in the airport.
It doesn't matter. It's a mokom. It's a mokom that is miyushev. So you're not allowed to leave. You got to stay the rest of Shabbos. Maybe not. Maybe it's not called the mokom that's miyushev. Maybe it's called, it's part of New York City, and you can get into a taxi. You tell a guy what to do, and the guy takes you in the taxi, and you go home for Shabbos. These are all very interesting issues.
The Lakewood bus the other day. And they start out at 1 o'clock and then get there till 7?
Yeah, snowstorms.
They were supposed to stay there, but you
have no choice.
Couldn't do it.
Okay, we'll stop. We'll take a break.